It was lunchtime, and Holly was standing in front of her locker, putting away her books. She gently touched the photo of her mother when she was younger, a photo she'd gotten from her grandfather over the summer. She tried to take a moment every day to think of her. Not as the woman who was messed up on drugs and alcohol, but as a young woman who had desperately needed someone to help her, but instead had been banished by her father. As she shut the locker door, she steeled herself against ever going down the road her mother had gone down, a road that led to hopeless loneliness and ultimately to being addicted to drugs and alcohol. When she turned away from her locker, she saw a familiar face, one she usually saw in church, not in school.
"Hey, Missy,"
she called out to the woman with a wave. Missy had always looked out for Holly, even when Holly's mother was still alive. Countless times she'd had something to eat because of a care package Missy had put together for her and delivered to the old trailer where Holly and her mother lived. She knew some people said Missy did things like that because she had to as the pastor's wife, but Holly knew the underlying reason was that she really had a big heart. She also knew Missy overextended herself more often than not, but she couldn't resist helping someone who was in need.
"Hey, Holly," Missy said with a kind smile. "How's your day going?"
Her gentle eyes had dark circles under them, and her makeup looked slightly smudged.
"Not too bad," Holly sighed. "Same old thing, just a different day,"
she responded as she slung her backpack strap over her shoulder.
"I hear you," Missy said. "I've been working hard on this coat drive at the church. There are so many underprivileged families that can't afford proper clothing. I'm trying to make sure everyone stays warm when it starts to get cold this coming winter."
She gave a slight wave to a girl walking by who called out her name, and then she turned back to Holly.
"You do so much for everyone else," Holly said sympathetically. "I don't know how you have time to do anything for yourself." "As of right now, I don't. That's actually why I'm here. I wanted to put a couple of flyers up to try and get a few volunteers to help sort the coats that we've already received and check the bins at different places to see if they need to be emptied. I'm hoping a few people can help me out tonight. I'll be buying pizza. You wouldn't happen to be free tonight, would you?"
Missy asked, looking at Holly with hopeful eyes. Truthfully, Holly really didn't want to help. She didn't have to work, and she'd been looking forward to an evening lounging around, doing nothing. But Missy would help anyone in an instant, and Holly knew it, but not many people helped her out in return. Guilt picked at Holly until she relented.
"Sure, I could probably help. I'll ask a few friends and see if they might be willing to help too,"
she said with a faint smile.
"Oh, that would be great. Thank you so much, Holly. I promise I'll make sure there's plenty of pizza to go around. I might even have some cookies for dessert. I really appreciate this, Holly. It would take forever if I tried to do it all myself,"
Missy sighed.
"Now I don't have to go beg the principal for permission to put up a few flyers and hope someone comes."
"It's no problem. I'm sure I can get somebody,"
she promised, before Missy gave her a hug, thanking her again. She could tell Missy had just had a huge weight lifted off her shoulders, and although it meant Holly would have to give up her free time after school, seeing the woman's relief was worth it.